The Middle East has long been synonymous with conflict, but it's not always between Arabs and Jews or Christians. In Israel, Jewish rabbis are in dispute over a ruling that bans the use of lifts on Saturdays, even elevators that have been electrically modified for the Jewish Sabbath. Our Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Every Saturday, lifts like this one in hotels and residential buildings in Israel switch on to autopilot. They're pre-programmed to go up and down all day long, stopping at every floor so Orthodox Jews can use them without pressing a single button. Because flicking a switch on Shabbat or the Jewish Sabbath is a no-no under Jewish halakhic law, because using electricity is classified as work, which is strictly banned on the day of rest. The Israeli Knesset even passed laws a few years ago making Shabbat lifts mandatory in many buildings, particularly for disabled people or the aged. But now several Orthodox rabbis have set more than the lifts jumping up and down with a ruling that apparently dictates even the Shabbat elevator is no longer kosher. Yahiel Spira is a journalist for the online Jewish newspaper Yeshiva World that broke the bad news.
Anytime they'll come out with a new type of motor, a new drive, a new magnetic current, I don't know what's involved, but anytime the technology changes, it warrants another look at the system and to determine how it operates based on what's permissible and what is not.
The ruling is apparently based on a scientific study of modern lift technology, which found even the act of stepping inside without pressing a button can still set off an electrical process as the lift recalculates the weight of those on board. But as is so often the case in Israel, two Jews will invariably have three opinions. And not even the rabbis can agree on a subject as divisive as Jewish elevator law. Another rabbi, Dan Marins, believes lift technology hasn't changed at all and the ruling is worthless.
We're in contact with elevator companies around the world with the latest of technology. No major change has been made in elevators. There have been major changes, but not major changes in terms of forbidding elevators or not forbidding elevators on Shabbat.
Rabbi Marins is in fact director of the Tzomet Institute, a Jewish scientific organization whose sole purpose is to modify electrical appliances to make them kosher for Shabbat. So you get the Shabbat telephone that bypasses some of the electrical processes in normal phones for use by soldiers or even government ministers on Saturdays. There's the specially modified computer keyboard. There's even a hearing aid that gets around some of the restrictions imposed on Shabbat. And so far, any suggestion that even a hearing aid should be banned on Shabbat has luckily fallen on deaf ears.
Anne Barker with that report.